Congratulations, Michael. It must feel great to be up and running with 3 points on the board.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think the most important thing is that kind of day one's out of the way now. Obviously, there's a lot of euphoria around every club before the start of the season. Every club up and down the country's got one eye on promotion. That's a natural thing. That's just the way the Football League works. But the main thing that we did today was we focused on character and the application to the game. This is always a difficult place to come to, especially when they're still riding the wave of last season where they made the playoffs. So, you know, it'll be difficult for teams to come here this season. So I'm delighted with the character of the lads today, that we asked them to step forward as men and make sure they left here with 3 points, and they've done exactly that.
You said you were going to take the game to the opposition, and from the first whistle we did that, which then resulted, of course, in the goal, which was massive for us.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one thing that I said, you know, from day one, is that we will always give everything that we've got and take games to the opposition. And I think that's how you reflect this football club. I think that's how you reflect the fan base. You know, we're a city that we fight for things, and I think that was evident today for the first 20 minutes. After that, I think Shrewsbury obviously got a little bit of a foothold in the game. It's natural in pre-season. You get a goal and sometimes you take that little backward step. The heat had a factor. But as I say, the one thing that I just want to reiterate was I'm delighted with the character that was shown from the lads to keep scrapping, because they had a couple of chances, as did we. But the main thing was they had that 3 points in their minds from minute one, and they got them.
We got the one goal here. We could have had more. It could have been a lot more comfortable. I'm sure you had a couple of heart in your mouth moments. Thought Owen Doyle would score with his first touch, and then could easily got the second, Miller offside in the end. So it could have been a lot easier for City.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was a great spectacle for the fans, which is kind of what you want.
Perfect for League One. If you showed that, everybody'd be here every week, wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's the first day for you as well. So, yeah, I mean, the most important thing is that, you know, we were clever enough to get that early goal, and then just the understanding, and as I say, that desire from the lads to keep a clean sheet. We said it at half time that as much as we want to keep playing forward and we want to keep being aggressive, a clean sheet now wins us the game. So you could see the mentality from the lads was absolutely first class. And that's all that I want to talk about. You know, you can talk about tactics, you can talk about performances. I'm delighted with the application from the boys. So, you know, that's the most pleasing thing, and it gives us a good platform now to just trust ourselves down on Monday and go again.
Interesting subs to hear from you today as well. There was no reason we were going to just sit back. We were still trying to go forward and win the game. I know Hope Akpan was probably out on his feet, which is why he came off. But we were always sort of attack-minded to try and keep at them rather than wait for them to come at us.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, that's the one.
Is that
thing.
Your philosophy?
It's the one thing that we asked for of pre-season was, regardless of who puts on that shirt, it's a privilege to the rest of the lads. You've got a responsibility to make sure that you go out and you give everything you've got for that shirt, because there's lads that unfortunately didn't get that shirt today who've given everything in pre-season. But the good thing is we have got quality. We've got, you know, a good squad that we're putting together. But the most pleasing thing for me when I turned around today at times was I could see that kind of excitement and that everybody together mentality on the bench, from the subs to the staff. You know, we were all in it together as a collective unit, and from day one that's the message that we drummed home, and that was pleasing. So there's a lot to build on. I'm going to get too carried away. We go again Monday, but it's pleasing for the first game of the season. Just get it out of the way, come away with 3 points, and now everybody can relax a little bit.
Are you happy with the squad? Might we get more additions? There's a lot of talk and speculation around that we might be getting a striker in.
Like any club, we're always on the lookout for anybody who can come in and strengthen the group. I know that's a little bit cliche, but it's very, very true. If we feel like somebody can come in and strengthen us, then we'll certainly look at it. But the main thing is that we've got to make sure that they match the character of the lads that we've already got. We're not interested in somebody coming in who's looking for their individual gains. Whoever comes in has got to look to add to the team collective. And as I say, that's the most important thing for me. I'm a big, big believer in the team. Massive believer in the team over the individual. Individuals, you know, they create the moment that captures the headlines, but it's all the unselfish acts that have gone on underneath it from the team that always put that person in that position to take that moment. So that's what the message that we keep relaying to the lads. And as I say, if anybody comes into this club, then they've got to be able to carry that forward and come into the group and make sure that they put the team before themselves.
Was it tough to make the call today? Left a couple of big players out like Matt Kilgallen. How tricky was it to name the starting 11 today?
Very, very, very difficult. But that's the kind of decisions that we wanted to have. Obviously, pre-season, everybody's fighting hard to get in the team. But it was just down today, just competition. Everybody, as I say, still fighting very, very hard to get in. But as I said, the lads that went out today did very, very well. But those behind them who supported them all through pre-season, can't credit them enough. And I think the most important thing now is we get together and we just settle down, and everybody gets back in the building Monday and we go again, looking forward to Barnsley.
I know we don't like to pull out players. Jack Payne was very good today, got the goal. But Anthony O'Connor, we're going to hear from Charlotte, was brilliant. What a debut for him today.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously there was individual performances in there, but again, without sounding like a broken record here, I just want
it
to
is the team ethic. But he epitomised, didn't he?
Yes, of course he did, and you're going to get that in any dressing room. You're going to get those ones that stand forward, and that was a thing that was said before. And who's going to be a man today and step forward when the chips are down and backs are starting to go to the walls? Who's going to stand forward? And there were certainly individuals who did that, as you've alluded to. But I thought everybody did, even the lads that came on, regardless of what was asked of them. They got their heads down and they worked as hard as they possibly could. So the character of everybody today, fantastic. And as I say, 3 points in the bag. So it's time to relax a little bit now, you know, have a little breather and then in the building Monday and go again.
Could you enjoy your first game of pre-season as a manager? You're normally, well, you're probably glad because it was red hot out there to play the game today. Must have been difficult. Can you actually enjoy today or not?
At times, yeah, it was. I think the main thing is... You get that excitement on the touchline that you kind of don't get as a player, because when you're out there,
it's like a nervous energy, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. And but you know, I think it's very, very important how you manage that and you don't get carried away by it. And I just thought today we kept calm at the right times, and I thought we made the right decisions. But as I say, we set out to come down here and pick up 3 points against a very, very good side, as I say, with lots of experience and know-how of how to score goals. So very, very pleased, but I'll be happier when I get on the bus and have 5 minutes sleep.
Yeah, of course. 1,500 fans today, and it's going to be a terrific atmosphere next week against Barnsley. You're looking forward to that first home game, I'm sure.
Definitely. I can't thank them enough for the support today, but I know that's a given. You know, yeah, that's a given with this football club. And again, another very, very difficult game next week against Barnsley, who will fancy their chances this season. But I expect the atmosphere to be electric when we get there, so it'll be brilliant for the lads to kind of go into that game with 3 points behind them. But it's a completely different scenario. You know, we'll approach that game different to how we've approached this one, because we have to. Every team poses a different threat. So we'll have a good look at Barnsley this week, and no matter what, as I say, we'll be ready for Barnsley next week. And like anybody in this division, we'll be going after them, and we'll be on the front foot from minute one. So really, really pleased today. Looking forward to just getting back in now and having 5 minutes back with the staff. But as I say, it'll be pleasing to get back up the road with 3 points.
Yeah, one down, 45 to go. You can enjoy Saturday night. Well done today, mate.
No, thank you very much.
Yeah, cheers. Top man. There you go, Michael Collins.